every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And I greet you amidst all that's going on in the world, and I greet you in this holiday season where people around the world are taking a bit of a break, perhaps. A lot of people, because they don't want to deal with reality, they have to sedate themselves in different ways. I can appreciate that feeling and that sentiment because, you know, the world, most people don't really want to stop and actually have to deal with what's going on. And so just that thought, that reality of being alone or having to reflect or... You know, it's not easy for people, and a lot of people too. They've been slaving away during all of this time too, doing everything that's for the last 50 weeks. And then you know they get a little window of time to try to spend with their family. Wonder why they're doing all these things that they're doing. Now it's the system that we've all been born into here is, if you actually analyze it and stop, take a step back, it's pretty insane. But, alas, the world does continue to push for it. And, you know, after a while, when people continue to reinforce something, it gets difficult for people to say, hey, perhaps I've been doing this wrong the last 50 years. Maybe I should do it a little bit differently. Maybe there's a better way, you know, because pride gets involved, ego gets involved. You know, there's a reason why, for a child of God, that God would have us to die to ourselves and then to be alive in Christ. See, when you're dead to yourself and you're dead to who you are in this world, now you'd no longer have a vested interest in the outcome of things. And so what that does is that allows you to push the reset. And if you need to change the way that you think, if you need the mind of Christ, then you can have the mind of Christ because you're not holding on to your own mind. And that means too that you can align yourself with truth where the world cannot. See, the world can't align itself with truth because it's got a vested interest in the lie. You, brother, you, sister, you can align yourself with truth because you're committed to that ultimately. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So that means that if you want to align yourself with Christ, you're aligning yourself with the way. There is a way, and it is the way. See, now the scriptures talk about a way that's right, it seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's in the book of Proverbs. Whereas Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, there's the reason why he's not a way, but he is the way, is because there is a path, and it's singular. And I know in a time and a world where you know, people want to have all these other options and all these other things that they just want everything to be okay and everything to be inclusive. But, you know, when Jesus in John 14, 6, well, here, let's just go to John 14, verse 1. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And John 14, 6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There, said and done. So now those are the words of Jesus Christ. So either you accept the words of Jesus Christ as true and you go with that and you align your life with that word, or you reject the words of Jesus Christ, his own words, and you call him a liar and you reject that truth, and then you're left out on your own, trying to figure it out on your own, trying to go your own way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So now the world doesn't like that option. They want to be able to go their own way and still attain some sort of life. And that's why they push for life extension technologies. That's why they push to try to immortalize themselves on street names and concert halls and endowments for scholarships and all kinds of things. They want to try to live on, and yet there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Because even with all of those things that they've tried to do to keep themselves alive, they just ultimately, those buildings get renamed, those streets get renamed, those concert halls get torn down and they put up something else. So all this stuff falls apart. All these names that people thought that would be just there forever, people just carry on. Whereas there's a path that is the life, but it is Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if you're going to go with life, if you want life, and Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. So if you want not just life, but an abundant life, well, you're going to have to go with Him. And what that means too, since He is the truth, that means that you're going to have to go with truth. Now, one beautiful thing about truth is that the truth is always true. So if it's the case that we are off on something, it's pretty easy. If we're off and the truth is made known, then what you do is you align yourself now with the truth. But the pursuit is truth, not our own agenda. The pursuit is the revelation of the truth as Christ Jesus would reveal and show. And that's what we want. We want that truth. Now, I know that in the world that we live in right now, there's so much of a push by the enemy to confuse the truth, to muddle down the truth. But as light comes in, the problem with being a liar, and you'll see this with liars, is that they always have to remember what they said last. I had a buddy in India one time. We were traveling together and we were talking, and he was told me, he said, Govind, he said, I'm not smart enough to be a liar. And I said, okay, carry on, tell me what you mean. And he said, when you lie, you've always got to remember what you said last. And a lie builds on itself. Once you tell a lie, it just keeps building. He says, when you lie, you've got to always have to remember what you said last. He said, but when you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you said last, because the truth is always true. And I've found that to be true. When you know, you're much smarter when you tell the truth. You're much smarter because you know the truth will always be true. So when you speak, you can always go back to that truth, and it's not going to have changed. So when you speak the truth remains consistent. The truth remains constant. So there's a consistency in who you are. There's a continuity in who you are. When you are pursuing the truth as compared to those that live and breathe a lie. And so now as light continues to come in, as there's a change taking place in the supernatural realm of how we relate to life and our time here on this planet and in this world, as all of this is happening and taking place, you're seeing those that have lived by the lie scrambling more and more and more because they can't keep it together. Because they can't, no sooner do they tell a lie, are they discovered for that lie. That lie is found out and they're trying to cover it up with another lie. And when they try to cover up with another lie, that one gets revealed. And then they try another one. And then they try another one. And then pretty soon, after a while, they don't know where to go because there's nothing they can say without it being found out. And then they're completely exposed, which is what happens in the light. So when you're exposed in the light, where are you going to go? See, this is part of what it is when the light is streaming in. Is that when the light is coming in and it continues to grow and it continues to build momentum, as all of that is happening and taking place, there is nowhere for them to go. There is nothing that they can say or do, because in the process of continuing on in the lie, they destroy themselves. They destroy their credibility. They destroy their who they are in front of, and see, they want, they need the illusion. They need the darkness in order to thrive. They need to be able to hide things. They need to be able to push something in your face. In order to garner power, they need to be able to put something in your face that's one thing and it actually be something else. And they need to do that to you and to get you to split yourself by agreeing to the lie. See, they want you to agree to the lie so that you become split in who you are. But when you hold off and when you go with the truth and when you say, you know what, I'm just going to go with the truth, then, and you persist in the pursuit of the truth and you refuse and you rebuke the lie, and then the lie is exposed for what it is, now the power is with you. Now the moral high ground is with you. Now the strength and the integrity is with you, not with them. And they can have their positions in the eyes of the structure, but all of that is crumbling down and there's nothing for them to stand on. The wise man builds his house upon the rock. You know, it's the fool that builds his house upon the sands, or as you could also say, the shifting sands. Because that's why it's a fool that builds their house upon the sand, because it's going to move. See, with the liars, the ground is always moving underneath the liar. There's no foundation there, whereas the wise man builds his house upon the rock. And the winds may come, the waves may crash, all these things may go on around, but the foundation is dug deep into the rock and into the truth, who is Christ Jesus, and you're not going to be moved. Now, we do get buffeted. We do get attacked. That's definitely there. And I think over this last week, probably, you know, I've been facing off against some of that stuff too in the realm of the spirit, and feeling that, and feeling the same things that so many of us feel around this time of year. And you know, part of it is because the enemy is cranking things up and trying to get things going in the realm of the spirit. But we have to deal with that. And one way that you can deal with that is by being real before God. You got to go back to that place. You got to go back to the one who made you, who fashioned you, who knows what's going on, and bring it before him. When you feel down and out, when you feel frustrated, when you feel these attacks of the enemy, take them to him. You know, I think this for myself, as time has gone on, I've gotten better and just more clear on understanding that these attacks that come against my mind and my thinking are coming from the outside. They're coming from the enemy of our soul. They're coming from another place, from spiritual entities that are assigned to us to try to bring us down, to try to rob us of our peace, to try to rob us of our joy, to try to inject thoughts into our thinking that are not ours, that are not from Christ. And they want us then to try to create from those thoughts, for the enemy wants to create his reality in this world. And the most powerful, most creative power anywhere is with the children of God. So he wants to try to get us to self-destruct by interjecting thoughts that are not ours into our minds and into our thinking, to try to get us to think his way, and then to try to speak certain things into existence against ourselves, and to also try to get us to do certain things to self-destruct, basically, in one of a number of different ways. All of that is extremely intentional. But for the child of God, if you can, to start with, if you can recognize what that is, if you can see it for what it is, then that'll help. You got to realize that we, by God's design and what God has made and structured with us, we have peace, we have joy, we have direction, we have the living God moving through us. We don't have to be like them. And if you actually are left alone by them, you recognize that you have an incredible joy and an incredible peace in and of yourself. You know, you're oftentimes probably very driven just in and of yourself. If they would leave your energy alone and leave you be, but they won't. You know, they won't. They can't stand it when you're doing well. They can't stand it when you're happy. They can't stand it when you're doing something that doesn't require them. that doesn't require anything that they have, that they can't. They want to be the ones mandating what you do with your life, with your body, with your thoughts, with your time. The desire is to control, and in the control to exert authority over you, to extract the spirit and the life out of you is what they want to do. And when you shrug that, and when you say, you know what, I think I'm just going to follow Christ, I think I'm just going to go with the truth, I think I'm just going to go with the way, I think I'm just going to go with the abundant life, and you skip all of that that they're trying to do to you, and they can't get their hooks into you, they go insane. But you need to carry on, because God wants you to be a witness. He wants you to be a challenge to the devil, a challenge to the world system, a challenge that you can walk with Christ and carry on in this life and in this world, and not just survive, but you can thrive amidst all that's going on around us. You don't have to believe their lies. You don't have to believe their propaganda. You can get the truth from God, and God can show you and reveal things to you. You know, I think we talked about this some time back, but you know, some of the older texts that I was reading one time, this kind of spoke to me too. But I was reading some things about just angels, and one thing that I read was that, you know, and just how communication happens in the spiritual realm. And, you know, so often things happen. Like, for example, we know they have that saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words. I mean, it's true. Like, you can see an image, and it can speak so much more to you than if somebody just was talking to you about that same thing. So likewise, there's ways that in the realm of the Spirit, we can see and know and understand things. There's things that God showed me in the Spirit, you know, maybe in a dream or showing me something in that realm. And when that's happened, I mean, it may have happened in a very quick span of time, as it were. But the end result, though, is that when I start to go to articulate it, or God gives me release to speak about something, then there's so much that's there. I mean, you know, years and years of time, you know, to explain something could be shown to you in a moment. So they have this. They have this thing too, where they say that you know, an angel can know everything about a person just by hearing them speak. You know, a few words. So when you speak, that it's in your voice, in your actual voice, that just communicates so much about who you are. What you're about, what your priorities are, that's just incredible to me. You know, but as I've thought about that, well, it makes sense, because even in the book of Revelation, where it talks about when they heard the voice of the Son of God, and it sounded like the rushing of many waters. Well, yeah, what's in that voice? What's in that voice? What's out there? What's in that sound? What's in that tone? Why is it that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not seeing? We walk by faith and not by sight. So this is probably why we do a lot more audio than video. I mean, shot a little bit of video here and there, and I mean, even in my own past, on a work side and on a natural level, God's had me in front of, you know, plenty of things to do with video. But when it's come to these things in the Spirit, so much of what we've done has been faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we've been out there speaking that truth. You know, coupled with visual, fine, but it's that word, that spoken word, that needs to be. In the beginning, God spoke. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So God spoke. There's something about sound. There's something about that resonance that's incredible, and what God does in and through that. So, yeah, so there's so much that we can tell, and we know, and we understand just by that, and just being in that place and in that space. But understand that God will show you things in this time that we're moving into now. You will know and understand things so much faster and so much quicker and so much more clearly as you just tune into that space, as the Spirit of God would quicken you. So you will see and know and understand in ways that most people would never, unless they were, had the Spirit of truth speaking in and through them. So you'll see and know and understand from, I saw something the other day, I'm not going to go into too much detail of what it was, but I was reading something, and I just read two words sent to a specific person. And in those two words, I understood so much about the background and the backstory about what was going on in that specific place. You'll be able to see and pick up and understand, and God will give you insight in places where the worlders would never know. And part of that is because as you're pursuing truth, because Jesus is the truth, as you're pursuing the truth, well, you start to also, a lot of other things start getting exposed. And the worlders will never have that because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, knowledge and understanding. You got to start with Him, and He's the source. So when you're going the way of the source, then when other things come up, you get to understand things more clearly. So we become invaluable human beings in this life and on this earth because of the insights too that God gives us that the worlders don't get, because we choose to follow Him. When you choose to follow the truth, you get what you need. And you get what they need. So now the world gets kind of scared by the children of God because they don't want them to be in positions of strength and power and authority, because they're nervous about, you know, a child of light being in those places. So oftentimes they oppose that to their own hurt, I might add, because when they do something against a child of God, well, a child of God is an ambassador of the living God. And so when they do something against that child of God, it's like they're doing it against God Himself. Because there's no separation between us and God. There is no separation. There is no, we are made one in Him. So when they do something against the child of God, they're doing it against the one that sent them. So isn't that incredible? They don't want you to think like that. They don't want you to realize that there's no separation between you and God, and that's why God settles accounts. So when they do against the Father, well, he settles things. And also when they bless the children of God, God also remembers that. So you want to be on the right side, especially now, because as the times have changed, as things are shifting now and light is coming in, well, once God starts making things known, well, what? You want to be on the side of darkness? You want to be on the side of the enemy as all this stuff is coming out? No, you want to leave that. You don't want to be there when all of this, when all of this comes apart, when the Titanic fully sinks. You don't want to be on that boat. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You want the life raft. You want the life. You want off. But He's not just a little tiny lifeboat on the side. He is a far superior way to go than anything that the world had. He's a complete upgrade from everything that the world offers. And you can go not just out of a hellish existence, but you can go on a path of an incredible adventure and victory and just beautiful things that God's doing at such a time as this. But so many things that are happening and taking place around us. And just want to encourage you guys in the middle of all that's going on around us. Just don't worry about a thing. You know, just trust God, seek His face, allow Him to lead and guide you into all truth. You know, He is I Am, so you gotta stay with Him and in Him. Don't worry. Don't worry about the past, because that's done. And in Christ Jesus, the past, all of that stuff is in Him and it's done in Him. So just leave that where that is. Trust Him. Let Him, if there's something that needs to be dealt with from there, just let Him show you what that is and how to do it. Don't worry about the future, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. You know, he knows what the future holds, and you know, you want to trust Him in that. So just put that there. And then, so right now is what you've got. You're in I Am. So trust Him in that and go forward in I Am and let it be that. And enjoy, you know, enjoy the good people that God's put around you. Enjoy the blessings that God's given you. Look to Him. And when you struggle, be real with God in your prayers. You know, I've had to just be like, you know, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm struggling with. This is, and just do that. And trust Him. And know that He's in control. And with that, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi. And just wishing you guys all a Merry Christmas. So even though we recognize the likelihood that the birth of Christ was most likely you know, during the time when the shepherds were in the field, so it was not in December, and all the rest of that. But, you know, let's take the opportunity just to be grateful that the Word became flesh. Let's take the opportunity to be grateful that a way was made for us to come to the Father, and that that gate was open, and God did this unto us. You know, a Savior is born. And we're grateful for that. So with that, we're going to, yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas, you guys. Hey, we love you, all right? So don't worry about anything. Trust God. And just know that there are people out there that love you, that care about you, that are wishing you all the best and every success in everything, and we're trusting God to continue to lead and guide us through all of this. All right, love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you guys sometime soon.